Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room and say hi to everybody. Our workouts always leave this next person sore the next day, but that never stops them from showing up and putting in work every single day. Here is producer Eddie. Yeah.
Guys, there was a huge turning point in my family the other day. It was unbelievable. One of those moments you look at it and say, wow, I think the course of my family is changed forever.
Wow.
And that's when the Cowboys beat the Giants 40-0. Oh. Because I'm a huge Cowboys fan. And I have four boys. And only one out of the four boys are with me. He's the only Cowboys fan that is big as I am. He wears a jersey every game day, but the other three, they don't care. It's like, whoever's winning, that's my favorite team, Dad. And I'm like, guys, we're a Cowboys family. When they saw that game on Sunday night and we beat the Giants 40-0, the light in their eyes was the eyes were so big, and they said, Dad, I think the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl this year. Dad, we're all in.
He's about to start crying right now.
They were like, Dad, we love the Cowboys. And this is it. This is the moment when my whole family, we're all going to be Cowboys
fans. If they do win the Super Bowl, they're at such a point in their life now where they're so impressionable with sports teams. If the Cowboys win, they can be their favorite lifetime team.
Forever.
Because you experienced the Cowboys winning Super Bowls.
Correct.
It has a huge impression on you.
That's why I'm a huge Cowboys fan.
Right.
And I'm from Texas. It all just worked out.
You could have had the Oilers.
But no. No one likes the Oilers.
Well,
no one liked the Oilers.
I did. I thought
that. That's not true. You did it.
Well, good luck with your venture.
Guys, it's amazing. I can't wait.
You may see this next person on the streets riding his bike to and from work every day. And annoying our listeners is something he's good at in every way. Here's Lunchbox.
I just want to say that I don't appreciate the show trying to make me look bad, trying to, you know, put me in a bad light, because we get a text, I think it was from Morgan, to the whole group text saying, hey, volunteer opportunity, we're all going to go volunteer on Monday from noon to 2. And I'm like, yeah, you're all going to go, who wants to go? And like Amy's like, oh, I'm interested. Abby was interested. There was other people going. And I'm like, guys, you know we record Sore Losers at that time. We couldn't have picked a better time to do a show volunteer thing. So that way you can post pictures from this and like, oh, what do you know? Lunchbox didn't go volunteer.
Do you think they set it up on purpose?
100%.
Who? Morgan, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, it was not. I didn't even set it up. It was somebody else that came to us and said, hey, if anybody on your show wants to do this, here's an opportunity. So I was just passing along the message. I didn't set it up. I was just passing along a message.
Gator sent the email. Pretty much it was either 9 to whatever, and 9 a.m. is not an option, or the second
Yeah, 12
option.
To 2, which yeah. was the other option.
I saw the text.
So you just think they're targeting you.
Yeah, I thought they were targeting me.
Because you've been looking so good, they're trying to take you down.
Yeah, they're like, oh, look, and then we can go. We'll post pictures from this charity event.
Did they?
I saw Morgan's pictures. Oh, you're looking at me. I'm volunteering.
But that's okay.
But that's okay.
I can't post a picture by myself?
Well, I didn't know if it was, but I couldn't tell
you
who
took
was
it
in
as
the background.
A personal shot.
I took it as a personal shot. You guys did it noon to two, knowing I couldn't go.
No this need, is a perfect no need. Case of just thinking that everything's about you and it's not.
Oh, wow. Correct. Because
yeah.
it wasn't.
It's a good example, yeah.
You can find parenting and skincare hacks if you go to this next person's Instagram or an occasional George Strait concert because she is a gigantic fan. Here's Amy.
So I had talked about YouTube on my kids' school computers, and I was shocked that it could be at home and just...
Amy was like, YouTube's clean, right?
Well, that, no.
Everything's that's safe on YouTube.
Safe.
Yes. Yeah, so well, Stashira said to me, Mom, it's fine. YouTube's safe. That's it. And a listener sent me a note that said, hey, regarding your YouTube question, school computers have YouTube with controls on them. However, normally it's blocked because of the school's Wi-Fi. And so when the computer is taken home and it's no longer on the school's Wi-Fi, it can then access other things because the blocks aren't there.
Right.
So I was like, oh, good to know.
So school, they're covered, but at home, everything ain't
Yeah,
fine.
I guess just depending on the computer and the type of setting.
And YouTube generally, though, it's not just, you shouldn't just run free if you're a kid.
No.
Right.
It's
right.
crazy out there.
Yeah, it is. It's a wild world. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he likes wearing shirts that are pink. Maybe he'll give us the link. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. I want to bring this up because we did a bit on the air earlier this week where everybody brought in an object to invest in. Not a stock or a bond, but like in pop culture, some sort of item to buy and then hopefully in a year resell for more. And so I've done all the accounting here.
Oh.
And I have what everybody owes and for what you owe for, et cetera. But like Raymundo and Morgan, you just owe $28 a piece because you only got in for $28.
Okay.
Boxer cards, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll figure that out. And if it's your item, you collect the money. But so Morgan and Raymundo owe $28. Okay. Next up, Abby owes $49.25. So we'll get that money from her. Next up in the list is Mike and Amy, who owe $115.50.
What did we get?
Well, you got part of the mystery palette, which is which is my favorite thing, maybe.
Yeah,
that's going to be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I believe if I read it correctly, it is Amazon returns, and they just put them on a pallet, and you just get it.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Okay. Wait, are we over 200?
So hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, you haven't
Wait,
said
so
me yet.
I know. Amy, you owe $115.50. You and Mike both do. But, yeah, Amy, you have a mystery palette, and then I think you're in on the Disney cards? Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Same thing with you, Mike. Same deal. All right. Scuba, you're at $136.75.
Okay. Oh, boy, this is not good.
Guys, we're idiots.
Hey, you forgot me.
How high is this?
No, we're idiots. I think my grandma used to say, don't let your eyes be bigger than your belly.
How much do we owe, dude?
Eddie, you owe...
Oh, my gosh, I'm in trouble. What is it?
You're in a lot of trouble.
I'm in trouble.
What do you think the limit line is for trouble?
I think... 200.
You mean with your wife?
Like, if it's 200, my wife would be like, it's okay, it's fine, go ahead, do your thing.
So, Eddie, this is what you're in on. The mystery palette, the Willie Nelson worn bandana, the Disney cards.
Oh.
The office paper box.
Pause. The Willie Nelson bandana, I did more research on that. It is a personal certificate of authenticity. Whatever that is. It's not like, I don't know, they didn't send it somewhere. It's just their own.
Okay.
So... we can't buy that.
Well, hold on. Eddie's bill is $1,181.
No. I didn't agree to that.
What are you buying?
What the world?
Well, no, dude.
What Eddie. The
See,
world?
Y'all get a little too excited,
Eddie,
and you don't realize.
Because the mystery palette is $87.50 a person.
That's fine.
The bandana is $4.66 a person. The Disney cards are $28 a person.
That's fine.
The office, the box of documents from the TV show The Office... with me, you, and Scuba is like $600 a person.
No. We can't do that one.
Are you backing out of that one?
I say we take Willie off because of the whole personal...
Hold on. Well, let's just... But you owe $1,181.
Wait, 1,000 what?
$1,181.50.
This is so stupid. There's no way that's going to fly.
Lunchbox, you and I owe $1,202.75. For all this stuff. And I have a feeling it's going to come down, though, because Eddie's going to take it all down because we're going to back out of the Willie thing.
I think we should back down to the Willie thing.
1,200.
Okay, then let's do this.
Hold on. Wait. $1,202.75.
We're such idiots.
So are we backing off the Willie Nelson thing?
I think we have to.
Okay.
If we can't authenticate that, like, officially, we shouldn't do it.
So that's minus $4.66 a person.
Thank goodness.
Oh, then we're... We're riding high.
I'll redo the numbers, but Eddie, you're going to be below $1,000 now.
Thank goodness.
But it's still going to be like 700.
Yeah. But it's an investment, guys. This is how you make money. Uh-huh. Takes money to make money is what they say.
Right. Scared money doesn't make money.
Everybody good?
We'll see.
Man.
But Eddie, if you back out of the office paper box, then we have to back out.
We don't have to.
Because it's $1,800. I'm not going to $900 for two people. It was $600 for three.
That's just you, me, and Lunchbox?
Yeah. Are you backing out of that one, too?
Let me think about that one.
Okay. All right, just let everybody know where they are. Give it to your person and turn your money in. Sooner we get it, investment starts quicker.
Who do we give this money to?
If it's your investment, you go to people and collect your money.
All right, guys, I'm coming to you right now.
No. You go and you have to make sure it's all collected.
Because I don't know who's all in on what. Someone's got to tell me.
The mystery pallet.
I think everybody's in on the pallet.
Scuba, Lunchbox, Bobby, Amy, Mike, and Eddie. That's six people.
Okay.
So $87.50 a person.
Good. And Scuba has a truck, so we'll go and get it in the truck.
Scuba's only $50 for the bet for the football, the Saints.
Yeah, I have the cash.
I feel like it should go up since they
won. No, I was trying to get to yesterday, but it was a tight day.
Okay. All right, everybody good on investments?
Yeah.
All right, start collecting that money. All right, thank you. Let's get the show started now. Let's get to the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My husband had a heart condition, passed away a few years ago. His passing was not a surprise. We knew for years that his time would be short. I've never been on a date with anyone except my late husband. Now I think I might be ready to start dating, but I don't know how to handle the conversation with my family. Do I just make myself open to the possibility to starting to date, or should I make an announcement to my children and other family? Do you have any other advice for someone returning to the dating scene after almost 20 years? Signed, widowed in Wisconsin. First of all, very sorry to hear that. Second of all, good for you for being in a part of your life now where you're thinking about your mental health and your well-being and your future. It doesn't mean anything about the past. The past is, you can love the past and it's amazing and he was amazing, I'm sure. But I don't want you to penalize yourself because of it. Amy, I'll let you go first.
Well, I feel like your family will want you to have experiences like that and be able to find love again. And he would want that for you. And it's up to
I don't know. My wife's like, don't date anybody if I die.
She says that?
Yeah.
So does mine. Weird.
Yeah, she's like, you know, we're good. Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. He maybe would want her to find that. And I think that it's up to you. I don't think you have to make an announcement before your first date or anything. But if you do start to go out and you feel comfortable, then you can say, hey, I've been going out with this person. Just wanted y'all to know. But I don't think you have to make some announcement before you ever even date that you're ready to date.
Correct. I think you should probably tell your kids before you do go on a date, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they just find out or they just like see you making out with somebody.
Yeah, the bust. Get yeah. Busted.
I mean, it's just like, hey, I'm going to start going on some dates with people. I feel like it's that time. I love your dad. I miss him. But I don't want to be alone forever. And I'm kind of feeling lonely.
Can you even throw out the, is that okay with you?
No.
No, I wouldn't. Because I wouldn't want to give them that power. Because at some point they can be like, it's not okay with me anymore. Huh.
So and then you're going to be like, oh, well, shoot.
That's when you go, too bad. I'm going to date anyway.
Yeah, see, that's why you don't even offer it.
Okay, all right.
Don't even offer it. Right. But I'm happy for you that you are in this process and now you feel like you're healthy enough to do that. And Amy's right. I'm sure your husband would have wanted you to be happy regardless of what the situation was. Right?
Yeah, I feel like we all want that. Like, okay, were you joking about Caitlin, or what do you think about if
I die, I'm gonna be watching.
So you don't want her to date and find love again?
I don't want to leave in the house.
No,
just stay
sad
home.
Forever.
She's gonna be so sad.
Yeah, don't ever be happy. You just need to be sad and appreciate what we had.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Super healthy.
All right, but you though, widow in Wisconsin, you go for it. All right, there you go. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Our executive producer, Scuba Steve, is in the studio. Let's do it.
It's time for
Scuba Steve Suggests.
All right, we do whatever bet he wants. This is mostly a follow-up because we made the hair bet where Scuba has...
Oh, yeah.
Head, will you put your head?
Oh, my God.
Look. Let's show them. So Scuba has always shaved his head bald.
Look at that.
And
oh, that's why this...
He's
okay.
Growing. He's growing his ring out around his bald head.
Hilarious.
I forgot.
I did too.
Oh, I didn't forget.
What's the bet?
So the bet is that if I grow mine out,
to December 31st, or the jury, which is Mike D, Morgan, and Ray, says it's too distracting. And then Eddie, at the beginning of the year, will shave his head.
Bald.
Correct.
And Eddie won't be allowed to wear a hat to work.
Yes, because I can't wear a hat, and I'm wearing it around like guests and people and executives and you guys.
It's weird. It's weird to see his hair like that. How do you feel?
I'm 20 years older. I look like I'm in my 60s, easily.
You don't.
No, you guys are being nice. Quit patronizing me. I look terrible.
We're not known for
you
being
look
nice.
Terrible.
We're friends, so we've been honest with each other.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's.
But I did wonder. I was like, what?
Something was different about us.
Yeah, I knew what was different, and I thought, gosh, is everything okay? Like, I thought maybe he's gonna have a lot of time right now.
So how do you feel? Yeah. Did you hope a little bit that it would grow back in the place it's been bald when you let it grow?
I knew it was going to do what it was going to do, where I get a few random strands on the top. But I was hopeful that maybe something would pop through and I could even it out.
Comb over?
Anything. But there is not even enough hair to even comb over to create something or sort of look.
Yeah, that ring thing's growing.
It looks goofy.
Like Todd Packer. It looks terrible.
You do look like Todd Packer.
Yeah, Georgia Costanza. Ugh.
So the bet is, I forgot. Now I remember. He grows it out to the end of the year. Eddie has to shave his head bald like his dad.
But it makes no sense. Like, how does that...
But it was the bet. I don't know, dude.
He came up with it. It's so weird.
But you agreed to it.
Yeah, you agreed to it. I'm going to do it. I mean, I'm not backing out.
Can we check in with the jury to see if it's distracting at any point?
It's not, because we need it to be a lot more distracting.
Oh, but we haven't checked with the jury
Okay, let's check with the jury. Guys, should Scuba Steve stop growing his hair?
To be honest, I didn't even notice.
Got it.
Of course you didn't. Okay,
Morgan? Right.
No, we still need more.
Yeah, because you have headphones on. You can't really see.
Well, I don't have headphones on. Can you see?
Yes.
And I'm walking down the hallway. Can you see?
Yeah, you can see it, but I think
wild.
We need more.
When guests come in...
You look like your name should be Bob.
Yeah, I look... Okay,
Mr. Bob.
You. And I have a big event next week in Las Vegas, the iHeartRadio Music Festival. I'm seeing all these kinds of people.
Wear a top hat.
And a monocle.
Yeah, can he get like an exemption from iHeartFest to wear a hat?
No.
Or like a...
So no, I don't wear a hat outside of here. I wear a hat everywhere.
That was the rule. He can wear a hat outside of here.
Oh, outside. Okay.
But it gets hot and sweaty, and then I'm sweating underneath the hat. It's uncomfortable.
Well, thank you for the update.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's time for... Scuba Steve Suggests.
What was the other thing about music you were talking about?
Because yes.
If you play music, even if you're bad at it, it's relaxing.
Exactly. Any musical instrument, whatever it be, even bad, it relieves stress.
And you play.
I attempt to play the drums, and I know I'm terrible at it. I can keep a beat. I'm okay.
You have a drum kit? You have a kid at home?
I have a kid at home. My son plays it, and we play on it together. We mess around, but I'm not like professional or anything fantastic, but I can play. Do you guys have anything that you do that you know you're remarkably bad at, but you do it anyways, and you don't really care? Like Lunchbox, your job.
Got him. Good.
Whoa, that was
funny. That was a good one.
That was funny, dude. That was funny.
I don't do anything particularly
well. That was actually solid. Did you write that on your notes?
No, I just thought about it right now.
That was very good.
What would I do?
I gotta give you credit.
Bench press? Like lifting?
Working out.
Yeah, working out. Speaking? The best speaker?
That's what I was gonna say.
That's good.
Yeah, talking. I mean, I don't talk well. I know it's different because I do this show, but still, do you do any...
Oh, Eddie... Being a dad.
That's true.
This has just turned into a slammer.
That's true, though. I don't know what I'm doing.
I mean, being married.
Yeah.
That's rude.
I wasn't going to go
there. Why would you say that?
I thought it, but then I was like, I'll go to Eddie instead of Amy. Abby, singing.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Ray, being tall.
Oh, my gosh.
Bobby, being a man.
There we go. Let's go.
Okay, all right.
Let's go. Wow, Morgan, being in a relationship.
Wow, guys. You all been holding that one in?
Shots fired.
Grace, Scuba is the best one yet. Amy and Morgan driving.
So stupid. What's wrong with you guys?
What is happening?
Good one.
Oh, man.
Ray, do you want to say anything?
No, I thought it was funny.
Okay. Anybody can jump in the mix here. Oh. Amy, do you want to mix it up at all?
Oh, man.
I could go hard at Amy.
It's fine.
We're good.
What else could he... What?
You want me to do it?
No, don't say yes to that. Why would you?
Oh. Why would you do it?
Why would you invite him to it?
Oh, no.
Amy, you gotta do it?
He's so ridiculous.
He wants to know, hang up. Hang up.
God,
yeah. Amy, you want me to say it?
Yeah.
Getting pregnant?
Oh no.
Who said do it?
Too far. Wow.
You guys said it.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you wanted, Scuba?
No.
Wow. Thank you, Scuba.
Okay, yeah, go 10 years ago.
Wow.
Okay. Why? What?
Hey, Bobby.
meeting your dad, having a dad.
Gosh.
Oh my god!
Dang, dude.
Man,
dang,
you guys said you wanted it.
I asked
you, do you want me to say it? And you said yes.
No, actually, she said yes. I said, you don't want that.
I didn't. Well, honestly, I didn't think it'd be that.
That hard?
But but also that never crossed my mind. What was the question again?
All right. There you go. Hit that, Ray.
It's time for Scuba Steve Suggests.
Thank you, Scuba Steve.
Hey, welcome to Problem.
You're a real treat.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's an 18-year-old in Wisconsin. Her name's Mia Carter, and she's gearing up for her first year of college. And she's going to be with her sister, Samantha, because she's going to be a sophomore. But then her mom is also going to start going to college, and their grandmother. So you got
Hey, let them go, mom and grandma. Let the kids go.
Come on.
Release the birds.
Four people going to the same college. Now, for different things, but she just thinks it's really cool to have her mom and her grandmother there with her.
I think it's cool that her mom and her grandma want to go back to school. Maybe a different one, though. Maybe they're not roommates in the dorm, you know?
Yeah, that'd be good.
A lot of things. But yes, the mom and the grandma both going back to college is a great story in itself. But all four at the same school?
Yeah.
Going to the same parties?
Oh, that's...
They both try to join Kappa Kappa.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there an age limit to join sororities and fraternities?
I don't know. I was not in one.
You go to Rush or whatever, they're going to be like, no, granny.
Unless they want to get their GPA up.
I think so. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay. If you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome, so awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome, so let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable.
almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
Let's go over to Audrey in St. Louis, who's listening to the show right now. Hey, Audrey, we're going to play a movie game here. Who would you like to represent you to win a Sonic gift card? Amy, Lunchbox, or Eddie? Your choice.
How about Eddie?
Okay, Eddie, you'll be Smart. Representing Audrey.
Smart.
Everybody can play.
Good.
Write your answer down.
All right, Audrey.
I'll give you three movies. Name the one actor that's in all three of the movies. For example, if I said Forrest Gump, Toy Story, Elvis.
Tom Hanks.
Right, that doesn't count, but yes.
Yeah, and I was the first one to say that.
Yeah, again, it doesn't count. All right, we have five. Ready to go, everybody.
Ready.
Tropic Thunder, Mission Impossible, Top Gun. Tropic Thunder, Mission Impossible, Top Gun.
I'm in
for the win.
Tropic Thunder? I'm in.
Amy?
Tom Cruise.
Lunch?
Tom Cruise.
Eddie?
Tom Cruise.
Correct. Next one.
Okay.
The Equalizer, Training Day, Remember the Titans. The Equalizer, Training Day, Remember the Titans.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
In.
Amy?
Denzel Washington.
You had me at the Equalizer. Denzel Washington.
You had me Remember the Titans. Denzel Washington.
Good. Everybody's at 2 points. The Revenant, Titanic, Django Unchained. The Revenant.
In.
Titanic, Django Unchained.
I'm in. Win.
Amy?
Leo DiCaprio.
Lunch?
Leo DiCaprio.
Eddie?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay. Three. Nobody's missed yet.
That's where it gets hard.
Gravity, Speed, The Proposal. Gravity.
I'm in.
Speed, The Proposal.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy?
Sandra Bullock.
Lunch?
Sandra Bullock.
Eddie?
Sandra Bullock.
Correct.
Oh, this one's worth 10 points.
Everybody's 4 for 4, so if you get this one, everybody misses. Good.
Yeah!
If not, we go to sudden death. Here we go.
Oh, this is intense. I feel it.
Shh. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
Moneyball. Fight Club.
I'm in.
What actors in all three of those? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Moneyball. Fight Club.
I'm in for the win.
Lunch.
I don't know what Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is, but I put Brad Pitt.
Amy?
Brad Pitt.
Eddie?
That's Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Yeah!
You said Bradder.
I'll accept it. So now we go sudden death. You'll have three. I will say one. You get three different questions here, but you buzz in with your name.
Oh, whenever you want.
Whenever you want. That way we can get some separation.
I love it.
All right, we have three here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Super Bad.
Lunchbox. Jonah Hill.
Incorrect.
Woo! Okay.
La La Land. Super Bad.
Eddie. Ryan Gosling.
Incorrect.
I know who it is.
Super Bad, La La Land, and The Help.
Amy. Emma Stone.
Correct. 1 point.
What up?
I don't know who that is.
Red hair?
Yes, you do.
I don't know that name.
I bet you do. All right, next up. Amy won.
God.
Next up. Crazy Stupid Love.
Don't know what that is.
Barbie.
Hey, Amy. Ryan Gosling.
Correct. And the final one.
Rihanna.
Black Adam.
Don't know what that is.
Moana.
Lunchbox. Hey.
Lunchbox.
The Rock.
Yeah. But Amy is our winner. Wow. Amy, I clap when you win. Those two don't clap their hands. You clap when
I
they
did.
Win.
No, I
clap.
No, I
you guys just shut down.
I was upset mostly for Audrey.
Like little boo-boo babies.
I'm not boo-boo baby.
Audrey. Audrey.
Yes.
She hung up.
No, she's there.
Hey, Audrey.
What would you like?
Sorry, Audrey.
What would you like to say to Eddie, Audrey?
That's okay. Great job, Amy.
Oh.
You know what? Audrey's so nice. I can't give her a prize. per our legal team.
I can.
But we can play a game later and have her play again. Okay. That's
and
cool.
Who's she going to pick, though?
Well,
me.
Well, Audrey, Amy. Can you hang tight and we'll give you another shot to win?
Yeah, okay. Definitely. Thank you.
Audrey and St. Le- See, she was like, you know what? Just congratulations to Amy.
That was
because
nice.
Of that. Let's go. We'll play another game in a minute.
But no, like you tried, Eddie. Nothing.
You did try. What do you need to know?
I kind of expected
you got
that.
You got last place, man.
Yeah, dude. You got last place.
What do you say? If you're second, you're last. What is it?
He said he likes to kiss his sister.
That too.
Because it's like a tie.
No, I don't like tying.
Amy, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, so what happened to you?
So we're out running some errands, and we're just going to pick up dinner on the way home. So we pull into the parking lot, and I walk in the restaurant to order the to-go food, and there's no one there. And I'm like, all right, well, this is weird.
Are they usually open?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know their hours. So
it's not
a
normal place you go?
No, it's just one that was right there. I was like, all right, cool. And I'm in there, and I'm like, hello? Nothing. And all the lights are off, and I'm like, this is weird. I got to go back outside, and I check the hours, and it says closed. On Tuesdays. Mm. And I'm like, but the door is open. So I went to the car, got my phone, and went back inside and filmed myself inside the restaurant all by myself.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm looking at it here. It's closed. They left the door unlocked. And so Lunchbox is now in the restaurant. You want to play it?
Guys, closed on Tuesday. Didn't know that. Came to get some dinner, right? But here's what's crazy. Watch this. Hello? I'm in the restaurant, guys. It's closed. They left the door unlocked. Are you guys open? All right, bye.
Looks like a Mexican restaurant.
Crazy.
Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
But, I mean, there was fish in a
pot.
Dude,
it's a big place.
It's a big old place. There is no one there. I walked around. I looked at the fish in there. I mean, it was crazy.
Cook you up a little something?
I thought about it. But I was like, could I get in trouble?
That would have been hilarious.
If I cooked something, would I get in trouble?
I don't know what the rules are on cooking.
Because it's open.
Mm-hmm. But you're still entering and doing something that you don't.
Sure, I guess if you walked in someone's house and the door was unlocked, you can't go like it was open.
Correct.
Yeah.
But that is bizarre that somebody just left it wide open.
So somebody left just it unlocked. Forgot, or an employee left it open on purpose because someone's going to come rob it later.
Oh, like inside job.
Yeah.
You know, I was reading this story about this guy, speaking of foods. He was eating raw oysters, which is how I eat oysters for the most part, 90% of the time. Every once in a while, I'll buy something grilled or cooked, but mostly it's just raw oysters. But he's from Texas, and he ate so many, though, and some had bacteria in it. He died from bacterial infection, like a flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, man. Should we stop eating oysters?
No, I think this is a random thing. I don't think it's not about eating a lot. It happens. I think he just ate a lot in a place where they probably weren't the best. Local health officials said the man, who has not been named, contracted a Vibrio vulnificus infection, having ingested the bacteria that lives in warm coastal waters when he ate the oysters. They're rising across the U.S., at least 12 Americans have died from this. The patient had a liver condition, too, and was on immunosuppressant drugs, which put him at a higher risk. And so he was just gobbling them down, and all of a sudden, he's sick. He dies.
Gosh.
Bad mix of, like, the medicine he was on, his kidney. Liver. Ate the oysters.
Yeah. I mean, that could have happened to me. That's when I got my finger infected in Florida, remember? And I had to go to the doctor.
You ate oysters?
No, but I had an infection.
You could have.
I had an infection.
How does this have anything to do?
Because it's a bacteria from the oysters. It's a bacteria from the water. I mean, that could have been me. Luckily, I went to the doctor
in
time.
You can get bacteria in sweat. Like,
it could have been. Hey, just, guys, relax. It could have been you, buddy.
Thank you.
It could have been you, okay? We're just happy you're here and you made it because you fought hard and you didn't deserve that cut on your finger.
That was a close one.
And it swelled up and everything.
And everything. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. A voicemail from Casey in Las Vegas.
I was just listening to your show and I heard that Lunchbox is coming to Vegas for iHeartRadio and he's planning on spending a lot of money. I think you maybe want to check the news and check on what's actually going on as far as gaming and the casinos go because you might find something interesting.
What do you think she's talking about?
I know what she's talking about. Cyber attack.
What do you mean?
The slot machines are down, dude. You can't even play slots. Like someone has attacked like the MGM resorts. Like you go to their website trying to like look up stuff, website unavailable.
What does it say? Is it like anonymous or something?
It doesn't say who it is. I think it was Caesars a couple months ago. This same attack was threatened and they paid a $30 million ransom.
Whoa.
So they wouldn't get shut down. And the MGM properties didn't do it. And so You go, slot machines down, down, down.
You took it all down.
The rooms, they like the key to get in the rooms.
They're going down, 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 down,
attack on its computer system Sunday left the resort chain vulnerable. Computer systems at all MGM properties have been shut down for the immediate future. MGM Resorts International is working with external cybersecurity experts to resolve the cybersecurity issues.
Yeah, it's crazy. I have video. I was looking on Twitter, and this Las Vegas local or something had videos of the slot machines just blank screens everywhere. People just walking around.
Is anything open at all there in these MGMs? Because their computers are down.
I don't think they can.
And MGM owns,
they can't get cash out. There's no ATMs. There's no anything.
Wow. It has impacted ATM slot machines, restaurants, and the inability to get into their rooms using a digital key.
Yeah.
Everybody's walking around with a big skeleton key, like the big
real key.
Sometimes we stay at that MGM park, whatever.
Mm-hmm. What? Is this an MGM owned?
They own Aria.
Yeah, 10 casinos.
Oh, shoot. That's where I have chips to. But I can still play.
No, you can't play.
Sorry.
You can't play.
Nothing can play.
Money, you're broke. You just went bankrupt.
This is finally the year. I've had these chips for like five years, and I always forget to take them back and cash them in. And
it's okay.
How bananas is that?
That's bananas. Keep us in the loop there.
Oh, I've been paying attention. I've been like,
Thanks, Casey. I had no idea. Thanks for that voicemail. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you want your kid to do better on a test, have them look at the letter A beforehand. Because a study found that students that look at the letter A before they take a test do better than students who look at the letter F.
Why are they just looking at a letter, though, regardless?
It was a study that was done. They had, and they said this is why. They think that exposure to the letter A made students subconsciously approach the task to aim to succeed, while F made them want to avoid failure. And other studies showed that when people focus on success instead of avoiding failure, they do better. It's more a positive word.
So, Eddie, how do you get your kids to focus on tests?
Go study.
You just say go study?
Yeah, go study and, work hard. I've never showed them the letter A.
But, I mean, is there a trick where one of your kids is, not doing as good as he can or his potential? What do you do to get him to do better?
If he's got bad grades, I make him eat bologna sandwiches.
Oh, you get back to the punishment first.
Yeah, correct.
But why don't you let him see filet mignon?
And tell him that you can't have this unless you get an A?
Put both bologna and filet mignon and let him look at both of them.
That's not a bad idea. Or a tomahawk steak.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Although kids aren't really as steaky as they should be.
My boys are.
They are?
They love steak.
Amy, how do you get your kids to focus and get better grades?
Mike D's wife, Kelsey, shout out. Best tutor in all the land.
Why, what happened?
She's amazing. I don't know. She's like operating a boot camp. She speaks, they listen. She says they do. She suggests, they're like, yeah, you're right. And I should do this. They just have a great relationship. Like, she's really cool with them. Like, Stashira had been struggling in math, and then all of a sudden, she gets an 84. Who does she text first? Kelsey?
Mike D's wife?
Yeah, Mike D's wife sends me a screenshot, and she was like, oh my gosh.
That's how you found out.
I'm crying. Yeah. So then I text Tashira, and I'm like, hey, I heard you got a really good grade on your math test.
Maybe she tells Kelsey everything.
Well, it's fine. I don't care as long as she's talking to somebody. But I just thought, I think Tashira was proud because she knew Kelsey was working with her on specific things for the test, and she passed, and it was really great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Mike, shout out. Good job.
Good job, Mike, for picking a good spouse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We love Kelsey. So I have the most annoying work terms, and I'm like, dang it, I use them.
Circle back.
Yeah, it's on there.
For sure.
That's what he does all the time. Lunchbox. Let's circle back on that one.
Yeah. Win-win. I love a good win-win.
I don't mind that one.
Win-win's good.
Yeah, win-win. You get what you want, I get what I want.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Okay, we're trying to move the needle.
Never.
Eh, I don't use that one. Out of the box. They do outside the box, whatever.
What about, outside the box?
Outside the bun?
No. Low-hanging fruit? I like that one.
Yeah, that one's okay. My wife sometimes, if I write and tell a new joke, she'll go, that is a little too low-hanging fruit. You can do better.
Easy.
She'll go, that's too easy. You're funnier than that. And I'm like, but I don't want to put any more effort into it.
But when you're making cuts, you say you're going to get rid of the low-hanging fruit.
No. Sometimes low-hanging fruit, that's just the easy. It's the easy.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Sometimes you eat the low-hanging fruit.
Oh, that's what I meant. If we're going to get rid of someone, we can.
No. That's not low-hanging
fruit. That's not it.
That's not it.
No.
Never mind.
No. But one of Bobby's favorites is on here. Let's give 110%.
That's not my favorite.
Definitely not.
It's not my favorite. You can't give over 100, but go ahead.
I don't hate that one. Yeah. And then the last one, culture.
Yeah, I don't mind a culture. We have every group has a culture if you're together enough. Positive culture usually creates positive results. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah, the example they shared was getting drunk at lunch every day doesn't fit our corporate culture.
Boy, that I would agree with. That's yes. Okay, what else?
Brett Young hopes his two little daughters do not follow in his footsteps, but if they fall absolutely in love with music, then he'll support it 100%, but he just doesn't really know that he wants them to have to go down this path because it's a rough one. So I just didn't know if you would discourage your kids from entertainment in any way, shape, or form.
I would be honest about the reason it's so hard to make it in any sort of entertainment is because everybody wants to do it and it looks easy. But because everybody's trying, it's impossible. I mean, it's impossible. So I would say unless it's the only thing that you can even think about doing, let's think about something else. But if you're telling me it's the only thing, you're just obsessed, let's go.
But if they're your kid, don't they have a leg up?
Probably.
So you know people, you can set up meetings for them, whatever.
I'm not having a Nepo baby.
Excuse me?
I'm not having a Nepo baby.
What's that?
Nepotism.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When we're in public, I won't even know the kid.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't care if he's five. We're going to the grocery store. Don't know you, kid.
Get your own groceries.
That's no, don't know you, kid. No nepotism here. I didn't get it. You won't either.
I mean, but there's some families where they have that or they try to become artists and they try to distance themselves from their successful parent in the business.
Usually they're really rich, though.
Sure.
I know.
Like Jacob Dylan, because his dad was Bob Dylan.
And he kept the last name. We all figured it out.
Right.
I know, but it's got to be so hard. It's like, well, yeah, sure. In one way, I'm super blessed and lucky. Yeah, I was born in this family, but also I have this creative art in me and I have a passion, and now people just think I'm having success because my parent.
I'd rather have the second way, though, if I had to pick.
Oh, absolutely.
If I'm picking, I'd rather have, yeah. Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A couple weeks ago, this guy named Cedric, he's driving for Amazon. He parks his truck in a cul-de-sac, and then there's a few houses. He just walks because it's easier than driving. And as he's walking, he hears somebody yell, or he thinks it's somebody. He's like, I know I should pay attention. And then he looks in a window, and he sees flames in a kitchen window. So he's like, oh, this house is on fire. He runs over, kicks the door in, grabs a fire extinguisher, finds it, puts out the flames, and helps the guy get out of the house. That's before the first responders showed up. And so everybody's very thankful. I mean, he saved a life. But just, first of all, A+, great job. Two, I don't know that I would be brave enough to bust in somebody's house.
Especially if you looked in the window and saw the fire inside.
I know.
Like, what if they're just cooking?
What if
they're doing, like,
there's a lot of what ifs, and all of a sudden I run in and they think their house is being broken into.
You get shot.
I would take my phone, I'd be like, do you give me permission to come in?
Come to help.
Yes. I would be, but it's awesome because he busted in, he saved the dude. The Department of Public Safety thanked him on Facebook and they did a whole day where they give him like a key and stuff. It doesn't really open anything, but you know what? It's thought that counts.
The key to the city doesn't open anything?
I got a couple of those. Never opened a dang thing.
Have you tried it?
No, but I was told to open a dang thing. It's too big for any lock I've ever seen. But big shout out to the Amazon driver who saved a dude's life just doing his route. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.